The passage reading is Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 9. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up because they had no depth of soil, but when the sun had risen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out, and others fell on the good soil and yielded the crop, some 100, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. The senior pastor will deliver the message, Cultivate Heart Field, the fifth session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including all over the world, and local sanctuary members, children of Sunday school, those who are attending the service, on the internet all over the world, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences. In the countryside, most fields look alike from one field to another, but we can see the difference if we look at them carefully. Some fields are cared for very well and have no weeds, while some other fields are just full of weeds and we can't even tell whether it's really a field or growing vegetables or not. Some rice paddies have only rice growing, while some others have so many weeds among the rice. Where does this difference come from? In almost every case, it depends on what kind of farmer is cultivating those fields. In my childhood, I remember the diligent and hardworking mothers who always went out into the fields to constantly weed the fields. Diligent fathers also always weeded their rice paddies. To weed out their fields and rice paddies, they had to work from the early morning hours throughout the daytime and until it became dark. It is hard work, but if you cultivate your field this way, the amount of harvest will be completely different. The weeds will hinder the vegetables or the grains from growing, and thus decrease the amount of harvest. In fields of the same area, the fields that have many weeds will produce far fewer crops. Now, what is your heart like? Your heart isn't the kind of heart that is so full of weeds that the crops won't grow or bear any fruit, is it? If you are one of them, I hope you will pull out all the weeds in your heart through this message. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 19 says, He who tills his land will have plenty of food, but he who follows empty pursuits will have poverty in plenty. I hope you will not be the kind of a farmer who sleeps and rests as much as he wants, but be a diligent farmer who works hard to cultivate your field into good soil. Then the seeds that you sow in your field will surely bear abundant fruit. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will cultivate your heart field so that you can live a prosperous life on this earth and also enjoy great honor in heaven as well. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, through the last session I talked to you about the roadside and the rocky field, and today I will talk about the thorny field. What kind of field is a thorny field? Matthew chapter 13, verse 7 says, Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. Here, the thorns are the multiple branches of thorns that look like a bush. When we sow the seeds might fall near the thorns outside of the field. If the seeds fall on the roadside, they won't even sprout. If they fall on rocky field, they will sprout but soon wither away. But if the seeds fall among the thorns, they can sprout and grow up to some extent. It's much better than the roadside or the rocky field. But eventually, they cannot bear fruit. They do sprout and grow up to some extent, but then they cannot grow anymore because they are choked by the thorns. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 22, Jesus explained what the thorny field means as follows. You've been listening to these messages for a couple of weeks. Whether you have a roadside heart or rocky field or thorny field, are you checking your heart? Do you see if you have some of rocky field, some of thorny field, or some of the roadside, or a little bit of good soil? You should be able to discern, have discernment about your heart. So you can make your heart into good soil so you can receive blessings that God has prepared in this year. He said, and the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. The roadside cannot accept the word in the first place. The rocky field can understand and receive grace upon hearing the word, but they cannot practice the word. You'll listen to the word and you receive grace, but you don't practice the word. Then it means what kind of field? Rocky field. Unlike these fields, the thorny fields believe and practice the word that is given. But the problem is that they cannot put the word completely into practice. It's because they have thorns in their heart, which are the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth. They have these fleshly attributes, and they obey the word within such fleshly thoughts. For this reason, they say they live by the word, but they still live in tests and trials. You say you keep the Sabbath holy, you attend services on Sunday, you live by the word, but you are not well off. Then you should listen to this message carefully and have some realizations. They have difficulties in their financial situations, in their families, or in health. Therefore, they have to remove these thorns and practice the word completely. Only then can they bear abundant fruit in spirit and body. Then the bud of the word will be able to grow and bear the fruit. From this point, let me explain how the thorns have their effects on people. I hope you will check whether or not there are thorns growing in your heart. First is the case where the thorns called the worries of the world block the word from growing. Now you are obeying the word of God telling us to keep the Sabbath holy by attending this Sunday worship service. The worldly people take a rest on Sundays, but you are in the church worshiping God. One of the reasons you are here is because you believe that you can be recognized as true children of God and can receive blessings when you keep the Sunday holy, and also because it's the way to the kingdom of heaven. But there might be somebody who is in the church but cannot really enjoy the true Sabbath, the rest. They have constant worries of physical things such as house chores, their businesses, or their work tomorrow, even while they are listening to the message. If they have such worries, they cannot worship in spirit and truth. When they are attending worship service, we have to focus on the relationship between God and us. Focus on the word itself. We have to listen to it carefully, keep it in our heart, imprint it in our heart, and realize ourselves. But if we have other thoughts, idle thoughts, while we are singing praises or praying, we shouldn't have, we shouldn't be like daydreaming. They're supposed to gain comfort and new strength while attending the service in the church, but they only have growing worries. Then even though they spend so many Sundays in the church, they cannot taste the true joy and peace of keeping Sundays holy. If they kept Sundays holy, their souls would prosper and they would receive spiritual and material blessings. But they are not able to receive such blessings. Namely, they are obeying the word, telling us to keep the Sabbath holy, but they cannot bear the fruit. The reason why God the Father gave us the Sabbath is for us to enjoy true rest in the Lord. He wants us to leave all the worldly things to God by faith and enjoy peace and joy in spirit and body. We can say we are keeping the Sabbath holy only when we keep it according to this will of God. Then we can also receive the blessings in spirit and body that are given when we keep the Sabbath. It's the same when we worship God, pray to Him, and work for Him on other days. We may or may not be able to bear fruit depending upon what kind of heart we have in accomplishing those works. Even though they do the same thing, they pray for the same amount of time. They work for God for the same length of time, all their heart and attitudes are different, and God works according to their heart and attitudes. For example, to work for God, we have to give our body and time. Here, if we give them while worrying about our businesses, studies, or other housekeeping chores, God cannot accept them joyfully. The same goes for when we give of our things, such as our body, heart, time, and talents, or in our monetary offerings. When we give to God, if we have thoughts like, I should be doing this work at this hour, or I need to spend this money for some other purpose, then God cannot accept the offering with joy. Even though He wants to pay us back 30, 60, or 100 times more than what we give to Him, He is not able to do it. Then, with what kind of attitude do we have to practice the Word? Jesus gave us the following answer in Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 34. He said, Do not worry then, saying, What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? Eating and drinking and wearing, for the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Our God, your God and my God, He knows everything about us, all our problems and necessities. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Seek first His kingdom means we have to work for God, God's kingdom, and His righteousness means we have to cast away our sins and have righteousness in our heart. And all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow. Why worry about tomorrow? If you can make things better by worrying, then God will tell us to do so. For tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Some people worry about even after a year. They worry about their children's college entrance exam, which will take place after a year or two. They worry about them so much, and they tell their children to study and just keep on studying. And they have so many worries and problems about children and friendship and so many other things. But it doesn't mean you have to worry about today either. Just do not worry. Then tomorrow, if it turns tomorrow, tomorrow will take care of it itself. So we don't have to worry about anything. I don't worry about my food or clothing or anything. I just worry about God's kingdom. Once I, in my, mountain prayer, my arm was kind of paralyzed for some time because I did the push-ups too hard. So maybe it, wasn't good for my shoulder. And I realized later, that it was the cause. And somebody asked me, how many can you do? How many push-ups? I can just do 30 or 40. I do it properly, one by one. Some people just do it so quickly. But with the proper but when I did it with not with so much strength, maybe it wasn't good for my arm. But I didn't worry about anything. It would just be okay. God would take care of it. So I didn't worry about anything. I thought maybe after an hour, it'll be okay. Or 2 hours. Then soon, it became okay, and I needed to realize why it happened. And when I did it again, I was feeling something not right on my right arm when I was doing push-ups again. So I realized that it was the cause. So we don't have to worry about anything. Why do I not worry about such things? Because God knows everything. He will make it okay. He will make it better. Because I didn't commit sins before Him, I don't have to worry about anything. Even if I have some problems with my body, I believe God will make my body better and healthier, and it is done, as I believed. So we don't have to worry about anything if we really have complete trust in God. Whatever we give to God or whatever we do for God, He wants us to do it with faith. Therefore, we have to act with faith that God will take care of our business when we work for Him, and He will give us more precious things when we give Him our precious things. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 says, therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Our Lord was crucified, resurrected, and ascended into heaven, and is seated on the right hand of God. And so, just as He has been raised up, we can also, those who accept the Lord, we are also born again. We are also raised up with faith, with Christ. That we have to keep seeking the things above, because we are children of God and we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom. That's why we have to follow the law of the kingdom of heaven. That is the reason why God let us walk with the two legs. And I will explain in the Genesis lectures why God made us walk with two legs, and while animals walk with four legs, so we can look up to heaven and see the stars and feel heaven. We can see all four directions and up and down. God let us walk with 2 feet because let us seek things above. Animals, they don't know God. They don't have any reason to seek things above. What do they always need? They need their food all the time. So they just look at the ground, walking with four legs, seeking their food all the time. So our bridegroom is seated at the right hand of God, and where do we have to go? Where as his brides? Of course, we'll go to heavenly kingdom, but those adorn themselves more beautifully as a beautiful brides of the Lord. they will go into New Jerusalem and live with God and the Lord. And Christ is seated at the right hand of God, and we, as His brides, will participate in His glory too. The glorious Lord is preparing our dwelling place in heaven, and He is waiting for us. How foolish it is when such precious children of the Lord cling to only the earthly house and this earthly life existence. Thus I urge you to remove the thorns called worries of the world and practice the word with perfect faith. Once I talked about the keeping the Sabbath. How do you keep the Sabbath? Of course, God will bless us if we keep it holy and properly. But I don't keep it holy just because we can receive blessings or this or that. I just obey it because it's the command of God. I don't calculate or think about my benefits or anything like that. I just unconditionally keep it because it's the word of God. Even though somebody will kill me for it, I will just obey the word of God. That is why when I was just a new believer, we were picking up stones. At that time, there was a lot of, before developing the city of Seoul, they would blast some mountainside, and then after they blasted with the dynamite, the rocks will fly everywhere, and we'll gather those rocks. And if we gather one pile, it would pay us 700 won. And just to earn that 700 won, we had to go early in the morning to go there, all the way there, with the lunchbox. And there was not a single tree. There was not a shadow. There was no shade. So in the scorching sunshine, we had to work all day long until evening. And we were just making our ends meet with that. And in the meantime, as I explained to you once earlier, we had a good news. My sister, my elder sister, asked me to be the manager of her restaurant. Then she would give me my house, a house, and she would pay me and pay my wife because she was a good cook. She would pay back our debt, which was a great amount. She asked me to work for her, so I went to listen to her suggestion. That was it was a high-class restaurant where some professors or some army generals would come and dine and drink. And she was explaining, and I was listening. And I didn't like the fact that it was also a drinking place. Conditions were very good. She would pay back all my debt, and we didn't have to worry about any money anymore. Then she said, I had to work 2 Sundays a month. She said, because she knew I was attending church, I could attend church anytime, but I had to still work 2 Sundays a month. In every other Sunday, I had to work. Upon the moment I heard that, I said in my heart, no. So I refused her proposal. Unless she allowed me to keep the Sundays, all the Sundays holy, I couldn't work. I was just a new believer, but because I learned that we have to keep the Sabbath holy, I refused her proposal. And I came back home, and my mother, who was in the countryside, in the hometown, she said,
"Uh, 그놈은 그러니까 맨 그렇게 어렵게 산다.
That is why he said, she said,
이 말씀에 따른 게 이제
He's always poor because he's living like that. Why would he refuse such a good position? It's not that I disliked it, but I wanted to keep the Sunday holy. No matter what, even though they would pay me back, pay back all my debt, or even though they would give me millions of dollars, I wouldn't exchange it with the keeping the Sunday holy, even though I had to just work in such construction fields. But what mattered the most to me was to keep the Sabbath holy. And for the last 37 years, I never violated the Sunday. So what kind of trust relationship do I have with God? Every time I passed such tests, trust has been accumulated, stored up again and again between me and God. That is why we have a, I can say I have a 100% trust relation with God, and whatever I ask, God gives me. And keeping the Sunday holy, we have to keep it with the heart, because God is our Father, Almighty Creator, and it's because His command. We just keep it from the heart. Those who members, suppose they keep it holy, but the Sunday is a Lunar New Year or Chuseok holidays. Oh, why is the Lunar New Year Sunday? Why is Chuseok on Sunday? We can earn so much more. And just this day, just this Sunday, let us open the shop. Then it means they didn't keep it from the heart. They didn't keep the Sunday from the heart. They can violate the word if they can earn more money. It means they can violate, they want to violate the Sunday. It's not that they obey the word of God, with a true heart. And suppose they are sitting in the sanctuary with having such attitude, such heart. They might think I could have earned more money if I opened the shop, and they could have so many other idle thoughts. And how can they keep the Sabbath holy properly and completely? And if you keep the Sunday holy with your true heart, and if you really give tithes with all your heart and live by the word of God with all your heart, then you can receive so much blessing in this era of blessing. Since recently, I began to pray that many of you would give tithes more than 1 billion won. Now we have some members, several members who give more than 10 million won tithe. So it's the year of blessing, so I want to increase it. So I want many of you to give 100 million won tithe, and also 1 billion won tithe. So I'm praying for that, so more of you will give 10 million won tithe, or 1 million and 500,000. In this year, 2010, it has to happen. One family came to see me in the morning, and the wife, they calculate all the vowed offerings they made. They vowed to give to God. Even before they got married, they made some vowed offerings, and whatever they vowed to God to give, and whatever was not given, they brought all the offerings. And also, along with the peace offerings, because they couldn't give to God at the planned time. And they say, "Oh, senior pastor, we feel so happy and so relieved, because it was our burden. And we feel so light and happy and relieved." And so I said, I agree. I never broke my promise ever, but to break down any barrier between God and us, it'll be so happy. So I felt that he could also give more than 100 million won tithe. So after the Lunar New Year, he also gained another company. Now he has more than 30 employees. Because they have the vessels to receive the blessings. You have to make the vessel yourself. God cannot make it for you. God can bless you only after you make your vessel to receive blessings. Once I explained to you about somebody, he was suffering for many years after his business failure. For many years he was suffering, and both husband and wife and the children were also good in faith, but they were suffering for a long time. And I wanted to help them, and I helped them once. And I gave them some money to boost up their business. But they just gave it to God because they also had some vowed offerings they couldn't make. So they gave it to God to pay back their vowed offerings. Pay their vowed offerings. So I thought I did very well that I helped them. Some people, I help some of people, and they don't even give tithe. And they just spend it for their business and just waste their money. Then it means I didn't, my help was not really was in kind of vain. Or some others, they just give a great amount of God to God. I feel happy about helping such people so they can receive really, they can really receive blessings. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 says, therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. The glorious Lord is preparing our dwelling place in heaven, and He is waiting for us. How foolish it is when such precious children of the Lord cling to only the earthly house and this earthly life existence. Thus I urge you to remove the thorns called worries of the world and practice the word with perfect faith. If you really believe, you don't worry about anything. Because God the Father, the Almighty is our Father, and the Lord is our bridegroom. The groom will clothe the brides and everything, take care of everything. The groom will not just make his bride starve. And the father will not just make his children starve. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will reap the fruits with joy that God enables you to bear every day. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, next let us consider the case where the seed of the word does not grow due to deceitfulness of wealth. If we have greed for wealth, fame, social power, or material gain, we cannot completely obey the word of God. We can be so easily tempted by any temptation that we cannot do the will of God. For example, you believers long for the blessings of God. You want to give glory to God and accomplish His kingdom by receiving blessings of wealth and health. So, you try to act according to the will of God. I believe male church members will pray to God when you have to make an important decision for your business. Then, do you obey when you receive God's answers? Or do you just act with your own knowledge and experience when you actually do the work? When God shows you a certain way, you just take another way. It's because the other way seems better according to your knowledge and experience. So, you ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit and follow your own thoughts. You pray so much, and then you just follow your own opinions, own ideas. Quite a few, surprisingly many of you, are doing it. And they may ask a question like the following. Senior Pastor, of course we pray with faith. Then I will, if the Holy Spirit tells me to do something, I will do it. But I don't hear His voice so clearly, so that is why I have to do it according to my plans and ideas.
And
but even those people, when I suggest them something, they don't obey. Before, I used to try. I would try with some people. They would ask me, what should I do? So I would suggest them something, and they wouldn't do it. Because it didn't agree with their thoughts. Also, in the beginning of the church, God tells me to tell them to do a certain thing, and I just delivered the message to them, and they just didn't obey because it is something completely different from their own occupation. See, so I just don't do it anymore. Before, in the beginning of the church, I just even gave them the name after praying to God. Name of the company. And to use that name of the company, they have to walk in the right way. They have to be upright and honest. And God can give them all the blessings. But later, I see they were walking in the way of darkness. So I don't do that anymore either. So I don't give them any names. There was just one person several years ago. And so also, they didn't obey and they violated the law and they had hardships. You might think, oh, if I receive the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I'll do it. Suppose you are praying for something, your business or something, and you pray, but even before you receive the inspiration, you use your own thoughts and just do it. Follow your own ideas. To start a business, you have to prepare for some time with the prayers. But God will certainly move you when the time comes. But you don't wait until God gives you the inspiration or gives you the plan. They just follow their own thoughts. They pray, and they have to keep on praying until they receive the answer. But before they receive the answer, they just follow their own thoughts. Anybody can receive God's answer. Anybody can receive inspiration of the Holy Spirit if they're living in the light. But even before they receive the answer, they just follow their own ways. That is the case with the most people. So from the beginning, you have to train yourself that way. From the beginning, you have to trust God and rely on God 100%. Then you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, and you will do it again and again and again. Then you will be prosperous all the time. Because God knows about the future. He knows all the ways, which way is good and which way is bad, and which way will be a way of failure or which way will be the way of success. But you don't know about tomorrow. You might think your business is going well today, but you might be cheated or you might fall into problems or things like that. But if you are inspired by the Holy Spirit all the time, it don't happen. Also, in the same situation, you think you are taking the way that God showed you, but in fact, you might be going to a completely different way. No matter how much you want to obey, you cannot really obey God's word if you are filled with fleshly thoughts. These fleshly thoughts are usually derived from the greed of wanting to gain much in a short period of time. You are impatient. You cannot wait. Of course, according to your knowledge, experience, or common sense, your way seems to be right. You might even actually gain some short-term profit. But the result can never be that of a good fruit. Elders and men's mission members, if everything worked out according to your thoughts, you must have been some big businessmen by now. But nothing worked out. Things didn't work out according to your ideas. Brothers and sisters, God's will is that His children walk in the way of righteousness. The one who brought these vowed offerings, they gave offerings for the husband, wife, and all the children, and that person, he's walking the right way, the way of righteousness. If he doesn't follow all the law, if he violates some of the law, then he could have gained much more profit. But he is walking in the way of righteousness. It's not even a very big deal. If he just, even if he gets caught, it'll be just he'll face a little bit of loss, but not that he'll be persecuted or anything, but even for that, he is taking the right way. He doesn't take that way. That is why I can see his ways to receive blessings. But many people say it is difficult to keep all the laws of the country. I always tell them to strictly keep all the law, but sometimes they violate the workers, they violate the law for the benefit of some kind. But I always, no matter how big the benefit is, even if it's millions of billions of dollars, I'm telling them not to violate any law of the country. We have to have this kind of heart so we can be loved by God and receive His blessings. If he have some short-term profit, it's not a big deal. And if he just violated and we can have a lot of profit and benefit, we can have some billions of won. And we just, if you just violate the law, then God knows everything. Oh, just because of some billions of won, you violated the law. Then the trust relation will be broken between God and you. And if church workers are losing trust from God, then they cannot be prosperous. Because God cannot trust them, things will not work out well for them. Those workers are doing God's work and God doesn't trust them, so they can't be prosperous. But even though in short term it is not good, when they walk the right way, in the way of righteousness, God can trust them. Then when those workers do the work of God, God can guide them to the way of prosperity. Because they have the trust relation between God and such workers. Some people, they say, they do it once, and they say it's okay. No. Many times, the tests come three times, so you have to pass all the tests. In the Bible also, we can find the tests come three times, as in Also, in my case, it was 3 times. In our church, it was 3 times. And after Jesus passed the 3 times test, the angels ministered unto him. And after, angels were staying away from Jesus because he had to pass the tests himself. And only after he passed all the tests, the angels ministered to him. They say that if they violate the law just to a minor degree, then they can have greater profit. But this is merely human reasoning. It's not true. If you look at the things with the eyes of faith, you might get away with breaking the law of the country, but you can never get away with breaking the law of the spiritual realm. You can never mask the eyes of God who controls life and death and blessings and curses of mankind. Therefore, all things will go well and you can receive blessings when you keep the law of the spiritual realm. It's because it is God who watches you and gives you blessings. Also, God is wiser than any person on this earth. The way that God leads us to take is the shortest way and the surest way to bear much fruit. If we believe this fact and follow the will of God by just walking in the way of righteousness, we will definitely experience works of faith. If we cast away deceitfulness of wealth, we can see the clear way of understanding. Since 1982, the opening of the church, God has been telling me, your flock has to cast away greed. If they cast away greed, I can bless them as much as I want. So I explained to them many times. Those who were trying to do business, they had to cast away greed. Then God can pour down their blessings. But I've never seen anybody who was obeying. They couldn't cast away greed. They couldn't obey the word of the pastor who received the word of God given to them. And they couldn't cast away greed. Reason why God cannot bless them as long as they have greed, because God loves them. And greed has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin gives birth to death. If you have greed, it's not the end. It'll increase. It'll be bigger and bigger. If they buy a house, they want to buy another house, some more land, and another house. They just want to buy more and more. And they don't do it in the right way. That is why it gives birth to sin and it leads to death. As their sins become greater, they will fall into death. So that is why God cannot bless His beloved children, even though He wants to. Greed gives rise to fleshly thoughts, and fleshly thoughts cover the eyes so that you might go the way of troubles. Of course, some people can gain success to some extent according to their knowledge and experience. But eventually, they cannot receive the complete blessing from God. Suppose some people do some work according to their ideas, and when things go well, to some extent, they say they have received blessings. But for their work to continue to be successful, they constantly have to rely on the knowledge and methods of this world. Sometimes they may even need to do something unlawful. Once this happens, they cannot prosper anymore because God cannot protect them. All their previous works might as well just fall away in a moment. They said they were relying on God, but in fact, they were acting at their own discretion, thereby disgracing God. For this reason, God cannot give blessings to His children who have thorny fields to the extent they desire. God can bless them when they first remove the thorns of greed and can obey the will of God in all circumstances. It's more true with the great blessings. It's the same when God's workers do the works of God. What do they have to do to become workers that are acknowledged by God and loved by the believers? As Jesus said in Mark chapter 9, verse 35, if anyone wants to be first, he shall be last of all, and servant of all. You have to humble yourself and serve others. So as said, they have to serve others. This is the will of God. So there are many who serve others, diligently serve their church members. And those people become the leaders, those who serve and give. And if they serve and give, they become leaders in mission groups and in different groups. But those who have selfish motives do not act according to the word of God, but use human methods to lift themselves up. For example, they do God's work with their own wisdom. They take care of the flock entrusted to them with fleshly goodness. When they do that, it may seem that the members are gathering their heart and God's works are done very smoothly. But such fruits can be destroyed completely, just like a sand castle falls by just one wave. It's because they did not fulfill their duties by following the voice of the Holy Spirit, or they served the flock with spiritual love. The members may turn their backs easily due to small things, or they do not obey unless a great amount of pressure is on them. Also, workers might reveal their fleshly attributes by showing anger or other hard feelings, even though they say they are serving the flock. Even though they act as if they are good-hearted, since they did not get rid of their selfish motives, they will be revealed unless they are cast off completely. Now, how can he cultivate the thorny field? We have to pull out the thorns at the root. Just pull them out by the root. In case of rocks too, because they cultivate some mountainside, so there are some big rocks in the middle of the field. They cannot remove it, so they farm the land for many years, and one day they make up their mind, and when it's free after the harvest, when they're free, they bring some people and they just remove it. They bring many people. So once they remove this rock, it'll be so easy. They don't have to go around when they plow it. And just like that, if you just pull out the roots, evil roots from our heart, it'll be so good. Just like the person I mentioned, when they gave all the vowed offerings that they couldn't give to God, before they were suffering financially, they wanted to give to God, but they couldn't because they didn't have anything. So now they received blessings. So the first thing they do is pay back all the vowed offerings to God. So they are so happy about it. Some people, they even after giving to God, they say it's wasteful. Oh, maybe I should have saved more. But they didn't feel like that. But they were just so happy about giving to God, being able to give to God. That is why I can see that they have the vessel to receive blessings. Please do not misunderstand. I'm just saying this because I want you to receive blessings. I'm not asking you to give a lot of offerings. I just want you to receive blessings and give glory to God. I increased my tithe because I want to receive greater blessings. Usually I give 2/10 or 3/10, but in this year I increased it by a big margin. I first have to receive blessings so that I can teach you to receive blessings. I first have to practice the word and receive blessings first and then teach you to receive blessings. Thorns symbolize fleshly thoughts. Their roots symbolize evil and fleshly things of the heart. Namely, the evil and fleshly attributes in heart are the sources of fleshly thoughts. If the branches are just cut off from the thorn bushes, they will grow again. Likewise, even though we make up our mind not to have fleshly thoughts, we cannot stop them as long as we have evil in our hearts. You may just forget about them, you may erase them. But the fleshly thoughts will continue to come up again and again. Those fleshly thoughts will disappear completely only when you remove all the evil attributes. Some people, suppose you hate somebody so much, then if you just imagine your hatred is completely cast away from your heart, then you will you be reminded of your hatred? Will you hate that person? No, because you don't have any hatred in your heart. You just love that person. You wouldn't think like, oh, that the person is coming again. Oh, I hate him. I dislike him. And even though you cannot love him right away, just try to love that person. Do something nice to that person. And keep on doing that. Keep on doing such things, then love will be accumulated in your heart more and more. And hatred is completely gone from your heart. If you pull out from your heart, then you will not have fleshly thoughts. We have to pull out the flesh of the heart from the root. Here, if we pull out the main roots first, other smaller roots will come out together with it. Among the many roots, if we pull out the roots called greed and arrogance, we can cast away flesh from our heart to a significant extent. We are apt to be bound by the world and worry about worldly things because we have greed for fleshly things. Then we always think of what is self-beneficial and follow our own way, even though we may say we are living by the Word of God. Also, we cannot obey completely because we have arrogance. We utilize fleshly wisdom and our fleshly thoughts because we think we are capable of doing something. Therefore, we first have to pull out the roots called fleshly motives and arrogance. Let me conclude the message, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. There is an easy way to pull out the thorns. It is to realize that how much the thorns can cause our heart's pain. For example, there might be things of this world that make you worry all the time. God tells us to rejoice always. But if we have worries and concerns, it would be so hard. Also, there are things that you want to have, and you become disheartened if you don't get them. For some people, these things might be money, or for others, fame or social power. But no matter how much of these things you have, they can never satisfy your heart. Trying to have these things is the same as trying to catch the wind. Then you may believe in God, but you have many worries and no satisfaction in heart. And you don't even receive any significant blessings. How agonizing this situation is. If you always meditate on the Word of God and pray, thinking about why you are still keeping the thorns that cause you pain, then the Holy Spirit will let you realize it. In this forthcoming special Daniel prayer meeting, when you attend it, please meditate on each of these messages and think about why you still keep these things that poke you, that pierce you, that cause you pain, and make a plan to remove such things completely. That is the secret to receive blessings. If you deeply realize that, you can pull out the thorns at once. When I was a new believer, God explained to me that He refined me for 3 years when He gave me the calling to become the pastor. He was explaining that He refined me for 3 years. Actually, at first I didn't understand that I was refined for 3 years, but when I was thinking about it, I realized it was 3 years. From the day the tests began on my father's birthday, from that day, problems arose. I got divorced, and from that day until I began to receive blessings in that shop. The day I moved to that shop where I received blessings, and until that day, I moved to that new shop. It was exactly 3 years. That is why it was a complete 3 years. And that was when I went into spirit after the 3 years. And since then, I began to receive blessings. In several months, we paid off all the debts that we had for 7 years. And since then, we began to we could help others. And our tithe was the number one in the church. And from the moment I went into spirit, there was no more trials. And everything was a blessing for us. And at the beginning of the church, I opened the church after going into the Holy Spirit. So when I prayed for those who didn't have, who are infertile, they received the blessings of conception and attendance and paralysis and cancers, and so many things were made whole, cured. And even the carbon monoxide gas poisoning, they were revived. At that time, I had more time. I was praying all the time, and just by one prayer, most people were healed. And as long as 15 days. So if you deeply realize that you can pull out the thorns at once, then the bud of the word will grow up quickly and bear the fruit, and happiness will be yours. What you really have to long for and desire is heaven, and especially the best dwelling place, New Jerusalem. I hope you will never look back, but just keep on going towards the Paul gates. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will enjoy the greatest happiness there. So march towards the Paul gates straight. So you know what it means. Go towards New Jerusalem. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Let us cultivate our thorny field and make it into good soil, good field. Let us cultivate roadside, rocky field, and thorny field to make it good soil. And through this two-term continuous special Daniel prayer meeting, let us make it a good soil. Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick, lay your hands on sick parts and for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Make them spiritually and physically healthy. Light come. Father, there are prayer requests from other countries. Show your work, transiting space and time. Bless all the members of branch churches, local sanctuaries, who are attending the service to the satellite all over the country, and all children of God who are attending the service on the internet, all over the world, GCN viewers, Mammon TV viewers, 9,000 branch churches, members and pastors and missionaries. They sent their prayer requests from other countries. Answer to them. Pastor Abraham Vincent sent prayer requests for Vijaya Tirakam as in a coma, cerebral heart attack. He has heart attack and he's in a very serious situation. Father, heal him. Light come. Reverend Myo Jung in Kenya, he will have classes in Kisumu City on March 16th. And also in on 17th Wednesday, he'll have a class and pastor ordination ceremony in Kehanjamamin International Bible College. Pastor Lazarus Jeho Lee will have a missionary trip to the northern Peru for 5 days from March 15th. Fill him with the Holy Spirit, protect him. Pastor Grace Hachin Lee in Nepal will have a handkerchief crusade and pastor's conference from March 22nd, Monday through 25th, Thursday in Gorkha of northern Nepal. Fill him with the Holy Spirit. Pastor Vitaly Fishberg of the United States will preach in Praise and Worship Church on March 14th, Sunday. Fill him with the Holy Spirit. And Myeongja So of Canada, let the land be sold so she can pay off her debt. And Patricia Sanchez of Canada has cancer in the hip bone. Let it not spread and let the pain go away. And Jose Juarez of Mexico, let him get a good job. Or give him wisdom to start a business. Edgar Vithi of Panama, let him be freed from all the bondage of black magic. Missionary Che of a neighboring country, let the handkerchief crusade go well on March 18th. Missionary An, let the handkerchief crusade go well from March 17th to 19th in two churches. Wu Min has schizophrenia. Forgive him of not breaking his vow before God. Kang Yong Sun has Hep B and high blood pressure. Huang Wei Sha has spine fracture. Hong Goyuhei has appendicitis. Rang Rijun, hearing disorder, piles and leg pain. Ri Xu Qing, her son Su Ji Xiang, innate heart disease, be healed by the five of the Holy Spirit. Zhang Ailing, let her fulfill her duties and go into spirit and Holy Spirit quickly. And her son Chun Jafu, hepatitis and closure of the heart, and bless him to get married and let his business go well, and let her daughter Chun Eun Fong bless her internet shopping website. Let her have a spiritual faith. Bu Yan Min, the herniated disc of the neck, and his son, let him have a faith and hope of heavenly kingdom. And Pan She Xiang, as the stone, the calculus in the kidney, let his wife receive blessings in her business. Liu Han Hong, let him quickly accomplish sanctification and become a worker who can manifest the signs and wonders through the handkerchief of God's power. Zhang Wenjin, let him become a doctor. And Zhang Jinghua, give her spiritual faith and let the marriage go well with her boyfriend, Zhang Lihua. Let her have a place to have meetings continuously. And Father God, give them health. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, and let them speak well. Let cancers go away. All the diseases and all entrails go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away. Skin diseases, itchiness, go away. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, go away. Mental disorders, go away. Enemy, devil, and Satan, go away. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Loosen the bondage of wickedness and go away. Father, bless them, whether they come in or go out throughout this week. Protect all the church vehicles and their personal vehicles. Let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, give them true peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.